Blackstone Audio presents Memory by Lois McMaster Bujold. Dedication for Trudy Sr. and Trudy Jr. Chapter 1. Miles returned to consciousness with his eyes still closed. His brain seemed to smolder with the confused embers of some fiery dream, formless and fading. He was shaken by a fearful conviction that he had been killed again, till memory and reason began to place this shredded experience. His other senses tried to take inventory. He was in Null G, his short body stretched out flat, strapped to a surface and swathed in what felt like a thin foil med wrap, standard military issue. Wounded? All limbs seemed present and accounted for. He was still wearing the soft bodysuit that had lined his now-missing space armor. The straps were not tight. The complex scent of many times refiltered air, cool and dry, tickled his nostrils. He secretly snaked an arm free, careful not to rattle the wrap, and touched his bare face. No control leads, no sensors, no blood. Where are my armor, my weapons, my command headset? The rescue mission had been going as smoothly as such missions ever did. He and Captain Quinn and their patrol had penetrated the hijacker's ship, found the brig, blasted through to the captured Beriaran IMPSEC courier officer, Lieutenant Vorberg, still alive, though addled with sedative.